Operating an inn or a country store seems to be the ultimate lifelong fantasy for many people. But beware, there are pitfalls. In my travels around New England, I often talk with people who tell me their ultimate dream would be to quit the rat race and buy a country store or an historic old New England inn with a good restaurant and lounge. Norman Simpson, author of Country Inns and Back Roads, that's probably out of print now, once told me that owning an inn was indeed a realistic dream for those who possess such qualities as showmanship, a good head for business, and most important, an attitude toward people that's service-oriented. He had words of warning, too. If your marriage is shaky, forget it, he said. And if you tend to have an alcohol problem, the problem will increase. Finally, he had another warning for new inn owners. They must get by what he called the danger year. That, he said, was the third year when new owners are apt to think they've made it. As a consequence, they expand far too quickly, and then they get down the tube. A former airline stewardess, as they were once called, stewardess, I knew, who was with her husband, bought the Barrows House in Dorset, Vermont, back in 1972, confessed that in reality, quote, running an inn is like being on an airplane that never lands, unquote. Now, there can be money in owning a general store in a New England town, if you're willing to work 70 or more hours a week, build up a good inventory, and then maybe in 3 or 4 years, sell it. It helps to live in the apartment upstairs, too. I knew a country store owner in northern Maine who also owned stores in two nearby towns. The rumor was that he would charge the town residents in each of his three stores more than he would charge out-of-towners. He must have planted the rumor himself because many people would go to one of his stores in a neighboring town where, to justify the trip, they would tend to buy much more than they would ordinarily have bought locally. Certainly a pitfall in storekeeping is extending credit. Most don't. A hunting friend of my father's, who had been raised in Lewiston, Maine, would recall how Big Jim was a Lewiston store owner, Big Jim wouldn't get much business when people had cash in their pockets. During those prosperous times, they would trade at the chain markets, where the prices were lower, the supermarkets in the other towns. But when times were bad, Big Jim's store was always crowded with people buying on credit. One year, my father's friend enjoyed recalling, Big Jim had so darn much business he almost went bankrupt. Today, as anyone who has traveled backcountry New England will confirm, there are still plenty of old-fashioned general stores, at least one probably in every small community. But do you know of any that are for sale? Visiting out-of-staters will often ask me. My uncle, the late Rob Sagendorf, founder of Yankee Magazine in 1935, probably had the best answer for that question. He'd simply reply, I don't know of any that aren't. That would probably go for inns, too.